Cooking with the Smiths is a horror series that involves violence, gore, character death, and other heavy themes. But you knew that already, didn't you? Scallopini. Now, you can use chicken as well for this recipe, but I find that veal has a certain distinct flavor that can't be beat. It's a good recipe. Fast, easy, cheap. Throw those mushrooms back in, let it sit in the sauce to make sure it's all heated up, and you're done. I've never tried this recipe before today. But with my own twists and additions, I'm sure my boyfriend and I will love it. As always, you guys let me know if you try one of my recipes. And happy cooking! Nate. Dinner.
Hey, babe. Smells good.
Don't.
Okay. Sorry.
Let's just...
Just what?
I don't know. Eat, I guess.
We don't have to. We could always just throw it out. No one would find that suspicious. Call it leftovers.
Wasting it would be a disservice to her.
And eating her wouldn't be?
I'll get it.
You said it was cheap.
What?
I listened in this time. You said it was a cheap recipe.
And?
Veal is expensive.
Whatever.
Marjorie, is Nate here?
Oh, great! Nate, your brother's here!
If he's busy, I can come back later.
Oh no, don't worry about it. He's right inside. Nate?
Coming. I've been worried about you. How have you been holding up?
Can't stop shaking. I'm waiting for it to end.
Hey, why don't you come inside, Steve? You know, maybe not talk about this in front of the entire neighborhood?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Do you want me to take my shoes off, or... Did I say something?
No, she's just not handling this very well, is all.
Well, neither am I, so... Can't blame her.
Yeah. Come sit down, all right?
Okay.
I'd offer you something to eat, but...
Is that what you did with her?
Yep. Veal scallopini.
I'm gonna throw it out.
Nate,
maybe
stop.
We shouldn't.
What? Are you guys really gonna eat this?
No.
So why can't I throw it out?
It just feels wrong.
And eating her is right?
At least shouldn't we honor her? I'm sure Marjorie did a good job.
You're not serious.
It just feels wrong. All of this feels wrong.
No shit, buddy. You think I wanted to be involved in the deaths of two innocent women?
Two?
Nice going, jackass.
Two? What do you mean two?
Steve, calm down.
Tell him?
Calm down, I can explain.
What the hell happened?
Calm down, all right? Just, Bridget's mom came over, all right? Asking about her, said she'd go to the police.
Oh god. Oh my god, Nate, what the hell is wrong with you?
That's what I've been saying. Anybody want a drink?
Oh god, I'm gonna throw up.
Steve, calm down. Everybody, calm down.
You're a killer too now? Guess it runs in the family!
You're not a killer! You never were! It was self-defense! You did what you had to do! I did what I had to do!
Oh god, I'm gonna throw up.
Hey! Hey! You're fine. Everything's fine. You're fine. We'll figure it out. I promise. Don't panic. Alright, just... If you are gonna throw up, can you do it in the bathroom? I'll go get you a glass of water.
How'd you kill her?
Marjorie, be civil.
No, it's... I know you'd want to know more.
Can you ask him later, once he's calmed down?
No, I'm calm now. It's fine. She, had a knife.
I knew that already. Go on.
Mar.
No, really, Nate. It's fine. She had a knife. Inches away from me, she was gonna do it. Finally was gonna do it, after all this time. If I didn't stop her. So I got the knife from her hands, and I stopped her.
Where?
Near the front door. I was trying to leave.
No. I mean, where did you stab her?
Marjorie, that's enough.
Her neck.
What?
I stabbed her in the side of her neck.
Here, drink this. It'll help you relax. I'll order us a pizza. I'm throwing this out.
If that's Bridget's mom, then where's Bridget?
I'll tell you after we eat. I don't want to ruin your appetite.
Really, I couldn't.
No, please. If you need somewhere to spend the night, you're more than welcome to stay with us.
I doubt Marjorie will be okay with that.
You think I care what she thinks? kidding. Don't tell her I said that. I care about what she thinks. I'll just convince her, is all.
You sure?
Positive.
Thank you. It's just now the police are asking around and...
I know, man. Don't worry. I'll set up the couch for you.
Thank you.
How you holding up?
Can't stop shaking.
Still?
Yeah. I'm sick to my stomach. I'm waiting to wake up from this, nightmare, and I just continue being conscious. Keep thinking shit.
Kind of shit.
Guilt.
You want a beer?
Maybe you shouldn't drink anymore. How many have you had so far?
Only three. Beer calms my nerves.
Well, it makes me feel sick, so no thank you.
Hey, I know what'll calm you down.
Nate, that was one time in college.
It's not one time in college, it's 2 months ago. You were in college 2 months ago, practically yesterday. I'm sure you would still like it. I mean, I don't keep any on me, but I'm not one to judge.
Nate.
What's wrong?
What'd you do with Bridget?
Do you really want to know?
No.
Let me get you a beer.
How come you're so calm after everything that's happened?
Well, someone has to keep a level head. It's not gonna be you. Sure as hell isn't gonna be Mar.
Maybe she'll come around.
If I gotta single-handedly protect my baby brother and my girlfriend from both Bridget's crazy-ass family and the police, I'd rather have a beer than a panic attack. Here, just pretend to drink it. Maybe it'll make you feel better.
Do you have any vodka?
This episode of Cooking with the Smiths was written by Ted Hevner and edited by Emma Nicolau. It featured the voices of Jamie Moratov as Steve, Alyssa Roldan as Marjorie, and Ted Hevner as Nathan. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing or following us on our Instagram at CookingWithTheSmithsPod for updates. We hope to see you for next week's upload, and, as always, happy cooking.
What could go wrong in a month? 31 days, 744 hours. Less than that if you have a decent sleep schedule, but I've yet to meet anyone who does, so I'm gonna assume you all to be insomniacs or solar-powered robots until proven otherwise. Does anyone actually leave their house before 8 p.m. anymore? I'm not leaving beforehand to check, so that can remain a mystery for now. I'd argue 8 p.m. is a world-known time to collect energy drinks and any source of caffeine before settling down and pretending to do those papers due last month. But that's beside the point.
Talking to the cat doesn't count as therapy, you know.
No, but he's a good listener.
I don't blame you. It's been a long month. You ready to put an end to it, Micah?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Then lead the way, Mixed Bad Luck. We've got a curse to stop. What's the worst that could happen?
Famous last words, Salem. Famous last words.
Hurry up, guys, or I'm leaving without you.
Time's up. Let's go before Bailey starts messing with things he shouldn't.
What could go wrong in a month? Spoiler alert, the answer's a lot. Like, a lot, a lot.
Stream Mixed Bad Luck wherever you listen to podcasts and join us on our journey to find the good luck amongst the bad.